We're fast down a boulevard. I wanna fall through the stars. Getting lost in the dark is my favorite part.
Let's count the ways we could make this last forever.
Sunny, money, keep it funky. Touch it, top it, let it down.
Really long, black. Yeah. suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, it tells a horrend of ways, but you turn right over to the TV page.
just dance to this. Don't take much to start me. We can just dance to this. Push up on my body, yeah. And you know we already seen all of the parties. We can just dance to this. We can just dance to this.
my gosh, Moonday Night. She was 9 years old when she got her ears pierced. It's Meredith Slaughter in the house. She wanted to get her ears pierced, and so she got them pierced. At Claire's.
That's where we all went.
Yeah. I was 18.
Oh.
And I had just gotten my heart shattered by T.C. Bartosik. That's right. I'm drunk enough to say his full name.
I'm like, what's that? Is that his name?
That's his full name, T.C. Bartosik.
Probably could narrow that one down.
Yeah.
It's not like...
real searchable.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Other than not knowing how to spell it.
Yeah. Well, it's just how it sounds. Bartosik.
He broke it, huh?
He broke my heart. I was so shattered. Were anyone else here? Andy Costa and Meredith Slaughter have joined Monday Night School.
And Joanna Bateman.
That's right.
On the show.
We've been here.
We've been jamming out.
We're just...
Among other things.
Yeah. There was an intruder.
Yeah. It was kind of... We were scared.
Mm-hmm. We had to call our security.
Yeah, we did. They weren't doing a good job at all.
No. Double check that we were safe.
Yeah. Because I was like, can you see me? No. Well, that's
a problem. We had two people come into the studio. Unannounced, and also we thought that we were safe and locked inside.
Yeah,
and they came to pick up their art. But the weird thing about it was not at all that there was people here to pick up their art, or that we were startled, because both of those things are fine. It was that the woman that was picking up her art wasn't like, hey. People, or I'm here to do this.
They did nothing to make us feel less uncomfortable.
And we must describe that they were people who just had a bit of an edge to
them.
They
are in the mission.
They were mission edgy artists. Remember last week, Moonday Nighters, when I said I cut myself on the razor blade? This was one of the artists. It was his piece. It was his razor blade cut me last week.
So it was on that piece?
Yes.
Are there razor blades on the piece?
His art piece.
Wait, are there? So I didn't know that. I thought it was
just lying around. No.
Yeah. Wait, it was on that piece?
It was a bodice,
It was a mannequin.
He took it. It was a mannequin.
A hollowed out mannequin.
But you couldn't see razor blades.
There were three levels inside the mannequin, hollowed out. The first level had like an upside down dollar bill. The second layer had a plastic human heart.
Wait, and the next one
And the third blades? Bottom was razor blades.
Shut the fuck up.
Razor blades. I said it.
I thought the razor blades were like just like axe stuck.
No. Wait, and I was moving things around last week and I put my
hand.
And
there's no protection.
They're just lying flat. That's his art.
Well, we're not going to laugh at his art.
That's his art.
Oh, we might laugh at his art.
Luckily, he came in to take his art, and I got to confront him and say, hey, I bled.
I became part of your art.
I didn't know it was on a piece of art.
Yeah, that's.
I heard you saying that to him, though, and at the time I thought. And then it got weird. They did nothing to make us feel better.
No, they didn't smile.
She got a...
Only when I initiated.
It was. And I was glad you came in here and you were like, however you said it. And I was like, yeah, I feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I walked right out that door while they were standing in here.
I will say that was a good moment for us.
When I walked out?
Yes. And when you were like, hey, friend,
are you uncomfortable?
Yeah. You're uncomfortable. I know you're uncomfortable. And I'm just like digging through your purse.
I was like, where is my phone?
I know. I'm just trying to find your phone. I almost dumped your bag, but I'm like, oh no, everything in here is way.
Well, I remember then I look over there. I can remember like physically doing that, messing with that lock.
Yeah.
Quotation marks.
Yeah. We have a lot of work to do here, huh?
We do. We have big dreams for Mutiny.
Mutiny Radio, we love you.
Mutiny's a fucking badass.
Pan Benjamin, we love you.
We were just talking about admiring the artist.
Yeah.
Work. We were respecting it. We were literally
respecting
just
literally as I walked in.
If you have not been to Mutiny Radio in the Mission in San Francisco, you should come check it out because it's pretty fucking cool.
And you should come on June 15th. June
so it's
22nd.
What time is the show?
And June 29th, 8 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
I will begin at around 8:45.
Oh.
But I'm having comedians that I love, especially on the 15th, Sugar to Roaster from Oakland, Bernie from Concord, and this amazing San Franciscan comedian who may be coming in drag named Kyle Andrew.
All three of them will be opening on Saturday, June 15th. And I'm so freaking happy that those three people are going to be the openers for that specific weekend.
And then tell us about your show.
And then my show is called Preemie. It's called that because, as many of you know, I've been saying that I am pregnant with an art baby, right? And in October, late October, I declared to myself that I was indeed pregnant with this art baby, and I was going to give myself 9 months to deliver it, to take my time with it, to create it, but that I was going to deliver it in 9 months the way a woman does a baby. I wasn't going to abort it. No plan B this time. And so late October, 9 months would be late July, early August, and I'm delivering it in June, so it's my preemie.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'm scared as fuck.
How long is your part?
It's going to be about an hour. It's going to be about 45 minutes to an hour. It's got song, dance, comedy, drama, as you know. I'm weaving together basically everything that I've come up with, mm-hmm. and a real life, very personal event yeah. that's universal and soul revealing and empathetic. And I'm so grateful for this space, Pam Benjamin and Mutiny.
Yeah, this space is amazing. We really were just like looking around. Yeah. Like, we weren't even looking at the door. That's why we're on here late.
Yeah.
'Cause we've just been hanging out, talking, and
adoring
we do
adore the space
and we literally were just talking about respecting artists' artwork that that one
we basically pulled in from our conversation two artists
like
we cultivated
Isn't
them to come into the presence
like,
and they
were here and we don't give a fuck about you
we're
like we respect you and they were like we
it was
don't.
Him that made me uncomfortable and I think like he was white. Let's make that clear to the audience.
Yeah, both of them were white.
They were both white. Yes. Mm-hmm. They were not dressed. I mean, she was dressed not fine.
But we thought we had locked the door, and all of a sudden they were two
bodies. Well, we certainly had put the wire thing around.
I know that I took the thing and moved it over to lock it. I was like, okay, we're safe now. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that in order to actually lock this door, there's a chain.
Well, they're both bad.
Well, they're both bad, but one significant.
But
I see does not work at all.
But especially to your men, like what you thought happened.
Yeah, I thought I had locked it, and I see two bodies shrouded in black and jackets that say
she had on
like
a denim,
socialist,
a light blue denim jacket, you know,
like revolutionary V for Vendetta type attitudes.
No, not her. Not him. He was just, one, you couldn't see his face.
Yeah, we couldn't see
either
of
And that's
faces.
Not because he was covering his face.
It was just
because
shrouded in the darkness.
Yeah, it was also what he was doing with his art piece with the razor blades. He was getting the razor blades out.
I understand.
I'm glad he should be cautious, it sounds like.
It didn't feel good.
But he didn't do anything to make us less comfortable. Like, say hello. Hey, guys, I'm the artist.
Wave.
I'm just getting...
Give a wave.
Yeah. My name is...
Yeah.
Basically, the lesson is here. Don't ever go into a situation and not present yourself and expect to be respected.
We weren't disrespectful at all.
At all. Not. I'm not saying that we
She's
weren't.
She's saying the other way around.
Thank you. I do that with my language. It's a
But I listen to a hell of a lot of true crime. Thing.
Verbal dyslexia.
And I've always felt... That's why I texted Gurgit the second I walked outside. And I said, or can you see me when I walked out there?
Yeah.
I did to him.
Yes.
To Gurgit. And he said, 1 minute, I said, Gurgit. I was like, weird people just walked in here. That's like, I thought that's what you did.
Yeah,
well, that's a tally for him on the Moonday Night
I love
School
him, but
behavior board.
Gurgit, yeah, it won't happen again. That's all I need to say.
Moving from green to yellow, Gurgit.
Meredith, we know that won't happen again.
No, but it's like, he knows, like we've talked about it. I've told him, don't come in here and take a bullet for me. This is not worth your life, but do call 911. And like, the point of that, we've had that conversation more than once. One, it's a joke about, but, well, I'm totally serious. Don't take the bullet. You don't get paid that much. But do call 911. But to watch us, like we're three young, it doesn't even matter. Three people that are in here. But we are young women.
Yeah.
Yes. And he is being paid to do a service. So
Well, just some. I'd like that the shop across the street is open.
Yeah, I do
and
too.
Those
and they're very
are
nice. I know we should
delightful.
Go in there and buy a bunch of stuff.
We should all. We should shout them out
we
right
really
now.
We really should. I know. I'm like, I feel bad. I don't know the name of the place.
I'll go get it.
But the.
Be right back.
Yeah.
All right. Andy
it's the Mexican
is
market
now
right
leaving
across the street.
To go across the street.
So I know we're at 21st Street. What's the cross street?
Florida.
So we're at 21st and Florida. So the Mexican market at the corner of 21st and Florida and the Mission in San Francisco. Those people are so nice, and I'm so grateful they're there. They're right across the street from Mooney. Right across 21st, yeah. Also on the corner of Florida.
Are there any... So here we have the name of the restaurant.
It's little. I'm like La Hacienda.
D-O-N-A, Dona, T-E-R-E, Market.
Dona Terry Market.
Yeah, and catering.
And catering.
Yep, and they do burritos and tortas.
Like, yeah, it says Mexican stuff out there. I'm like, that sounds Italian. Really, I'm like thinking it through in my head, and then I'm like, wait, no, it says
generous.
Mexican.
It's a generous place. They actually very allowed us to move nice. our borrow tools there before. So
wow,
I like them.
All right, what's going on in your guys' lives? What's the 33 Tahama situation like? I have some questions from 2 weeks ago. I want to know who the beard guy was. I want to know his name. The comedian, he was hilarious with the beard. He was like, I know I look like a Game of Thrones extra.
Oh, that's John Gabb.
John Gabb was funny as
he
heck.
Did an amazing job that night. John, oh, I'm so excited to tell him this because he may. Yeah, I'd love.
Well,
John.
Send him the link to the show because you can hear that we all.
He
think
was
that
the
he was
first
amazing.
Person ever to go on the show.
His
he
was, like, rhythm the first. Was amazing.
And I got to actually did get to hear some of it today. I started looking through footage. And it is really funny. He, unfortunately, like that night, I didn't get to watch a lot of it, but I could hear it. I could hear the audience, and it needed that so bad. And the whole
yes.
night, I was like, told him thank you. And I was so happy for him. And so, just,
is
like,
he a San Franciscan?
He is from Danville. I'm
yeah.
pretty certain.
Yay, Danville.
But yeah, I met
that's
John.
Where I got my
he's one of the first
license.
People I met. And he's wonderful.
I
could hear him killing. I could hear the laughs.
Yeah.
It was
no.
like a moment I needed a break. And also, it was right before the intermission. And I was talking to Chris a fair amount.
How many minutes do each comedian get?
It varies.
How many minutes does someone...
It varies.
Well, give me the variables. From 10 to 20, 5 to 10.
I'm not giving them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. I'm just curious as to how you guys... figure that out beforehand and what it's based on, because it was done mathematically really well, like the amount of time people get.
Not that show, but
I'm fascinated.
We started late, actually. We started too late the last show.
Yeah,
we did later than I realized, but yeah, it varies.
Cool. What was the name of the girl who was from Michigan but then spent time in Syria? She was the female comedian who came dressed very...
Annette Mulaney. Annette Mulaney. Yes.
She was very specific with her vocabulary, and I was so, like, right on.
She was.
Girl.
I really enjoyed her set.
She's very smart with her words.
Mm-hmm.
I thought... I really respected
For the
her.
Content, it's harder to get me on. Y'all know. I'm
yeah.
rude.
Good
but answer. I laughed a lot during Annette's set.
Yeah, no, yeah, she was funny. She was
And
funny.
By that I mean not even full. I'm just a prude. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's okay.
And I liked it. So that's yeah. it's a compliment.
I liked her use yeah. of the English language. She was
There was something about it
complete
that was
sentences.
Yeah.
It
exactly.
Was witty.
She was a good speaker.
She was good. Yeah.
She was.
And she was comfortable.
She
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
yeah.
She was being she
power.
Was filmed.
I
now
say.
I think she brought her own crew to do like a
She may have, I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope so.
She seemed to be really like on for.
I have no
yeah.
idea.
It was
know
dope.
That she did, but
my
she might have. It doesn't matter. She
yeah.
if she did good.
She was dope. I liked those two the best, but not. I think I liked John Gadd. I liked
Gab. G-A-B.
Yeah.
J-O-N-G-A-B.
I mean, I don't want to. I liked them all, and I really like enjoyed every single
yeah,
one
and
of
you
them.
We all see so many people. Then you'll
yeah.
be like, oh, I forgot about. Yeah.
I think I just liked that experience.
He has such a funny energy.
Yeah, there was something going on in that moment that like the crowd and him synergistically 100% linked
he was,
up.
I heard got to hear
you
quite
could
a bit
hear
about
it.
I could hear the laughs at the time, and today I heard quite most of his set.
Yeah, he's rhythmic. He's dope.
Yeah.
I love comedy, you guys. I've fallen so head over heels with it. And what you're doing at Tahama is so freaking beautiful for
Thank
the community. Seriously, you're doing a really great job.
Thank you. We are loving it. Moving on to someone else
who's doing a great job, Detox. Denarius.
Oh, yeah.
I went to his open mic.
I've never actually been to the open mic.
I went to the open mic because he and I were working on some stuff. He's created the tracks.
And you'd never been to Sweet Spot. Andy'd be there.
I did.
Yes!
I was there.
I've never been to Sweet Spot.
But did you have someone meet you?
I had someone meet me.
Nice.
Yeah. Good. I was there early and we all went in together. I was very glad. It was very alarming. I had never
seen. Well, it's just a maze to get back to that room.
Yeah, it was a maze. It's a maze. It's just a maze.
Can you... The listener doesn't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, so even now,
the listener doesn't know what we're talking about.
Oh,
yeah, I guess we should be specific.
The Sweet Spot is held at Crazy Horse.
It is. Yeah, it is a separate room off to its like.
But there are women scantily clad everywhere. And
not
I
everywhere.
Liked it, but I also was alarmed
not
by
always.
It. And I saw some things
I've never
that
been
were,
to the open mic.
I didn't know touching was allowed at strip clubs, and I saw some
spanking.
Do you mean in the Sweet Spot?
No.
Okay.
Sweet Spot is a clean open mic. It is. I mean, dare I say?
I'm like, oh wait, yeah, you don't see much of that. So that's why I say. I told Joanna. So I've never been to the open mic, but I've been to the Sweet Spot comedy show. And so talking about Detox from Daenerys, and he's runs the sound for the Tahama show, and he produces a podcast, he produces a mic, and produces a show. And
he's busy.
He's amazing. And I love that show. The first time I went, Rachel D was on it. I miss her. We were so excited. She got to be there last weekend and do a few minutes.
I saw her.
I miss her.
How's she doing?
Good. She's really good. Yeah.
She's
busy.
Cool.
She's good. And she's good at what she does.
She's very cool.
She works really, really, really hard.
Yeah.
And she's very smart.
Yeah.
She was the highest paid English teacher in San Francisco.
Damn.
Yeah.
What a cool person. She warms my heart and tickles my funny bone.
She works at it.
She warms my heart and tickles my fancy.
Yes.
She annoys me sometimes. Oh. That's because she's like,
that's
one
of my
closest
friends. You should tell her that.
I'm teasing. No.
Rachel D, she'll warm your heart and tickle your funny. What is it? Tickle your
fancy. She does. She's amazing. That's why I've admired her from the first time I saw her.
Yeah. She's the kind of person you want to be around.
I saw her, one of the very first mics I went to. She's always been excellent. She made me laugh.
Yeah. She's the kind of person that, like, if I look around and I see that Rachel D is also in this room, I'm like, all right. It was a good room.
I don't know if people know how hard she works.
Like, yeah.
She does. Not just, I don't mean going to, she writes and she practices and she goes.
She goes through with
not just me, but other people, her stuff.
Well, that's good. That's the only way you're going to really expose yourself.
She really works,
and
she's very smart. She was already a good writer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly, the highest paid English teacher in San Francisco.
She's cool.
She is cool.
She's a cool
She's too
person.
Cool for school. You're too
Rachel
cool
D,
for school,
we
get
love
Rachel.
You. Eye contact with passerby.
That's why I had to go.
Yay or nay? That's the next topic.
Oh,
it depends.
Good.
A lot of the time, yeah.
I generally try to make eye contact with people.
A lot of times, yeah.
A lot of the time, yeah.
I would say 77% of the
Although,
time.
Although, passerby, I wear sun. That probably indicates daytime and I'm outside. So I probably have on sunglasses.
And sunglasses.
Though, if I pass someone like a neighbor, somebody that I know, or like our doorman, I will take off my sunglasses to talk, if I stop and I'm having an actual
conversation.
Yeah, anything more than just, hey, if I'm like...
Give me my time.
If I'm carrying the dogs or something and like running out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I make eye contact with people to feel safer a little bit. Like I feel
I look at people.
I give quick eye contact.
If it's on a busy street, do I make eye contact with
everybody?
No.
Don't do that.
Minimal number.
Busy street, never. I'm the only person and someone's passing me by most of the time.
Yeah, I would say so too.
Just for
it would be weird.
Yeah.
It's weird not to.
Yeah.
I'm not outside in the daytime.
I walk
alone
a lot.
On a street.
I'm
often.
On the streets a lot. I walk around so much.
It's good.
It is good. It's healthy
and beautiful.
You know
the city in a different way. Yeah.
Yeah. But I have noticed a spread of the homeless. Actually,
do you ever feel uncomfortable? You must in this city, Jesus. That's why I don't do a lot of it.
Okay, yes, I have felt uncomfortable, and I would like to start making Moonday Night School surgical
less
masks.
Known. Yeah, we should let's not even talk about where we are.
No, I want to make Moonday Night.
I'm not kidding. If it was super popular, we wouldn't be.
It's true. We would not
we
be.
We would not be.
So maybe we should not
no,
be.
No way.
Because we want to be like, big, right?
Big, I mean, big podcasters?
Oh,
people
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to delete this episode. Because
we gave
the exact crossroads.
Yeah, we did.
Well, it even includes posting.
I actually, I went outside.
Oh, yeah, I did like multiple times.
That is such an
Andrea
Costa thing
to do. We are not recording from the Mexican Mart. We no, might be.
No, it's that is exactly what I do in my life. Is I literally put my foot inside of my mouth and I eat it.
We're moving.
We are actually just joking and we are not there.
We're in Utah, ladies and gentlemen.
We're very
Mormons
we
and
wish
we're
that we were
not
in San Francisco.
Available.
Man, okay, so this is gonna go totally random, and it's actually nothing against Mormons whatsoever. Other than the victim was a Mormon. But Jody Arias. So I was like, how did I miss this fucking shit? And I was like, because it was like 2008 and I worked all the time. So when I lived in New York. But that story, do y'all know it? I didn't realize I don't really know it.
No,
but
the
Jody
story?
So Jody Arias, I know the name and I knew that she killed, like, it was her boyfriend, like her husband or something. But the story is nuts. I don't even know how to explain it other than like,
what
go listen
details?
To some podcasts.
What happened?
Slasher thing.
Oh, God.
They only dated for like 6 months. But it is like...
This is the world we live in. And that's why when strangers
well,
appeared in Mutiny
very
Radio,
rarely
we
are murders by strangers.
We're not at Mutiny Radio.
No, but even then, rarely are murders by strangers.
No.
So, and that's a different
that's
situation.
That's what I hold on
those
to that
are
fact.
The big distinction. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this was more of a typical murder in that sense.
Yeah.
Most murders are committed by somebody that
you
knows
know.
The victim.
Yeah. That's because that fact is a fact.
It is a fact.
When I get into new relationship, I am very nervous about broaching relationships, be it romantic or friendship, with people that I have never met before. Like, I genuinely have my guard up because I'm scared.
A physical
the first time
safety.
I ever, dying by
but not
rape and
girls.
Murder.
Like,
yeah,
not
no,
girls.
No,
but
the first time we hung out, Joanna, you were scared. You thought that we stole your phone.
Yeah, like, yeah. I get scared
that
of
I
strangers.
Stole phone?
No, that
no,
I
Tracy.
Like,
oh, Tracy. I got to meet Tracy.
Yeah.
Wait, where does Tracy live?
In Castro Valley.
Yeah. Okay.
Right by me.
In Utah.
In Castro Valley, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
In Utah, Castro
no,
Valley.
No, I have a thing with, I don't know where it comes from. I don't know if my parents made me afraid of danger, but I have a thing with fear. I have a big fear with strangers. Mm. I trust you. I trust you.
Yeah, no.
I trust. Once you know I trust you, you know I trust you. But up until that point, I'm very wary.
And there's something wrong with that.
No,
there's nothing wrong with
that. It's the smarter route to go because I'm on the opposite end and I just trust everyone. And I'm learning very quickly that doesn't work.
I do think there's been one situation in my life that if I hadn't been smarter, that I might have been in physical danger.
Really?
Yeah,
even looking back, that I think I very well might have been in real physical danger if I hadn't had somebody else there, another male.
Yeah.
Unknown to the other person.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. It's almost like in every choice in your life, there's
really,
a crossroads.
Like looking, especially the more true crime stuff I look back on, I really think that I might have
I'm
been
so
in
glad
real danger.
That you were
wow.
in safe, not
yeah.
danger.
Yeah.
Safe.
Yeah.
Because of that other person.
Yeah.
90 Day Fiancé.
Don't know anything about it.
I have a friend who met a French man in Bali who lives in Australia. They fell in love in Bali and maintained a relationship, and he came out to San Francisco from Australia to visit her. Mind you, he's French. And then she went out to Australia to visit him. And then a few weeks after she got back, he really professed his love to her and was like, I want to come to America and live with you. The best way to, for me to do that would be to apply for a fiance visa. Mm-hmm. And once I get approved for that, which may take 8 months up to 2 years, but once I come into America, we'll have 90 days to get married. And she said, yes. And it's happening.
I wonder if that's what Austin happened to Austin.
What are your thoughts?
I'm like going to text him right now.
What are your thoughts
on that situation?
Wait, yeah. So what's the 90-day fiance thing? Is that the basis of the show?
What I just told you is my friend's situation.
Right, I understand.
And is that a TLC show called 90
Day Fiance? Is that the basis of the show?
Yes. It's all couples who are going through this
visa process. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. I got to ask Austin.
Wait, my question for you is, just so I can understand a little bit better.
Is the person they get married? This hasn't happened yet.
This has not happened yet. He's still in Australia.
Have they already applied for?
Yeah.
Are they in love?
Are they in love? Yeah.
Every time she talks about him and like talks about seeing him, her face lights up with a huge smile.
Have you ever met him?
Good.
Never met him. Done. I know he's older than her, but she does have a lot of smile in her face when she talks about him.
I know that he's a Frenchman
in his 40s who lives in Australia.
Well, if they are in love and she makes, if they're, I mean,
but you know about marriage and the
who are we to? That's what I'm saying.
No, yeah, I don't judge that at all. You're thinking about her safety purely.
I'm thinking about her
safety.
You're
not judging.
Purely.
Yeah,
okay,
that's it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But here I go again. I don't really think about safety. What are we worried about?
Do we know the guy? That's still different than being able to get away with murder, which it would be very difficult in this day and age. In fact, it's going to be very difficult to have gotten away with a murder you committed a long time ago.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Yeah. It's going to be getting to be.
And it's
going to
just get hard.
Because of DNA.
Victims getting identified because of DNA from their families.
Victims being identified. People who are dead.
Yeah.
Oh, and then like missing persons.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
Jane Doe's, which there are more out there than you realize. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Of Jane Doe's?
A lot of Jane Doe's and John Doe's.
Are just dead?
Yeah, never been identified. Even children, a number of young children. It's interesting.
Wow.
I listened to too much truth, which that surprised me.
Wow.
Number.
There are a lot of people, millions of people who...
I don't know about millions.
Thousands of people.
Oh, probably thousands that are family members.
Family members.
But, you know, it's just...
Who have someone who's gone.
The databases were... Yeah,
missing,
and the person
never,
ends up states away.
And just dead.
States away.
Dead states
but
away.
But now, you know, family members who did know that they had a family member go missing are, giving their DNA.
Because the victim's DNA
was also probably actually more accessible. But then you can start to create ties, especially for serial killers.
Boom, boom, boom.
Create ties.
How long does it take to read DNA strands? Like, you do 23andMe thing. It comes around.
I don't know. But I know my parents have done it. Shit, if you're related to us, I mean, don't commit a crime. Because it's that. You know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about we just stop killing each other?
Stop the violence. Stop the hate.
But that, I was also thinking last night that a lot of serial killers, like, so it's always said that, like, white men are the predominant serial killer, and that very, very well may be. What I worry about is that, I hope so, because I don't want this is not racist. What I worry about, though, is that murders of African American women are often not investigated to the same extent.
That has been said.
And that you're overlooking, you know.
Yeah.
Some, at least. Maybe more, maybe several.
No, I was in Solvang, right? I'm on the treadmill at the YMCA. I'm running, and I'm watching the TV news, and it flashes a picture of a black woman, and underneath it reads, murder of police shot this black woman, and then it went away, and it was on there for such a short amount of time, and then they went to the next segment, and I'm still running on the treadmill. I felt like such an asshole because I'm like, I doubt I will ever hear of that woman again. I doubt anyone will rally for that woman's justice. Like,
black women, what is the issue? Why don't we hear about them?
Yeah, it's not just like the lack of news.
The death.
And
the murders.
Podcasters should change that too. Yeah. Actually, even the podcasts, that's... Yeah.
Here we are.
True crime law. Well, I mean, we're not talking about true crime cases, but even that definitely.
Well, actually,
largely...
like a literal definition, this is true crime. The underrepresentation of black American women is a true
totally
crime.
Totally unresearched.
Hey, Andy Costa.
I believe it to be true.
No.
In the corner.
But I'm just saying.
I'm really happy to have two black identifying women at my show this coming 15th of June.
Yeah,
sugar, I love black sugar, identifying sugar. Or they are black.
They are black.
I'm like, wait,
but Bernie,
I'm not
mixed.
Surprised.
Bernie identifies as
Bernie.
Black.
I don't. Somebody actually posted something on Facebook. How does my white ass or something like that get on this show? And I'm on our show
on Tahama.
Yeah, somebody posted something like that.
Hey,
maybe they sent us.
I think you're
message.
So diverse. You're
well,
consciously
they were,
diverse.
I think they were saying is like, how does a white person get on this show?
But you've had plenty
but
of white.
Yeah,
white
more
people.
Probably white people than probably like
it is a very
no.
perfect
no. we've
no.
had more portions
you guys
black
do
people.
Diverse you
it's
do
good it. Shit
not enough yeah. we look,
need more women
at our
the
more
only requirement
women.
Is funny
the only requirement is funny and that's why we'll have like we love our you know the people that make us laugh and they'll come back and
yeah.
But yes, I agree.
Mark Maron is right. coming so, to town later
I like Mark Maron
this year I've
he's
got
funny.
Tickets
oh yeah his book's good too.
I bought one ticket for myself because they were kind of pricey.
When is he coming? Yeah, where is he coming to?
He will be in San Francisco at Masonic. The Masonic.
Cool.
Yes. And
when is it?
It's in October.
I'm going to go buy tickets.
October.
His dad's a doctor.
Mark Maron's dad
yeah,
is a...
he's got some funny stuff about
his dad. Surgical doctor.
Yeah,
do you relate to that?
A, yeah, I do.
That's
I mean,
so
as
cute.
The daughter of someone who's... Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Was your dad an orthopedic?
No, but he's a doctor.
Yeah. What is your dad, a surgeon?
No, he does general practice.
General
mostly
practice.
Mostly like long-term care now.
Nice, nice. Okay, do we have any people that we want to shout out before our Rose and Thorn? Do we have any things that you're really like wanting to set as intentions of this show? I wrote the last thing, the
put
power.
Put it out there on
yeah, the power of prayer. I would like
yeah.
to just talk about the power
the book
of prayer.
Or
no,
the actual thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom does a lot of that.
Yeah, I got a. So my mom spent, I think, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 5 days in the hospital this past week.
Aww.
Yeah, she got an infection.
Wait,
and
last week, your mom?
Yeah, last week.
Doing?
She's out of the hospital and with my dad. And
how old's your mom?
A lot better.
She's, okay
yeah, she's mid-60s. She's over
okay.
65. She's a senior citizen.
Okay. Yeah.
And
by law.
Yes, by law, exactly. And I got a Facebook message from a woman in my mom's church. Yes. And she told me, she said, hey, this Sunday is the first Sunday of the month, and every first Sunday of the month, our church as a group fast for 24 hours, and we don't just fast for no reason. We fast and we pray.
This is someone from your mom's church.
Yeah, and okay. she said that the whole congregation tomorrow is going to be fasting and praying
for your,
for
mom.
Your mom, and
yeah.
if you want to join,
so
you
it,
can.
Right? Yeah.
I did it.
Oh,
it was
yesterday.
This past Sunday. It was yesterday.
Yeah, got it. Cool, yeah.
And it was a very interesting feeling to be like, I'm hungry, but I'm going to pray and continue this fast, and I'll eat dinner, but like, this is what it's going to be. And I have kind of gone on diets where I've like not eaten, you know, but this was like not eating for a purpose. And it felt really odd and like different, but
no,
I did
it. Awesome. You
and,
did it. And I knew you. I didn't
felt,
have to ask. I was like,
yeah.
A person
and it meant
like,
my mom's
yeah.
health
no, yeah,
like,
yeah.
did improve. And she was able to get out of the hospital, and they were able to identify the infection that she had, because there was a 50-50 yeah. chance that they weren't going to be able to identify the infection, and they identified
I
it.
I bet it made your mom
it was
really
a UTI.
Happy. No
they gave
what.
Her a specific UTI antibiotic. She was better.
Yeah.
She was able to be released. And it's like,
love,
okay,
the feeling
of
love.
Like, let's believe in something
yeah.
that is about energy.
My mom prays for sure.
So yeah. that's what I wanted
I
to bring
should pray
to
more.
Moon Day. Andy, Meredith, what do you want to bring to Moon Day tonight?
Mm.
just hanging out with you guys has been nice.
Yeah.
Community.
It's been nice to be here in community.
Friendship.
Accepting.
Thankfully, we survived.
Yeah, we made it here.
I mean, through the invasion.
Yeah, that was a little bit frightening.
It was.
Just the beauty and power of art in our societies, and like what it is that it means, like appreciating what we are saturated in, advertisement, like all of art, what people create, what people put their lives into creating, and appreciating that. I think that if anyone is listening and is out there seeing things on a regular basis, just really just like looking at it from an art perspective instead of like, you know, anything else. Because it makes life a lot prettier.
So yeah. Viewing the world as art?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we need a lot more art. Like, we're deficient in arts, and for lots of reasons, but it's undervalued.
This country or this
actually
world?
Probably, it's expensive, probably.
Yeah. It's expensive to do because it's undervalued. Like, there's no...
Well, I don't pay enough attention to how much I spend on it, probably. Like, my materials, but I know I use good ones.
Yeah. You use the best. You are...
Because I want it to last forever.
Yeah. Meredith Slaughter is a cool-ass artist, and wait for her show. That's what I have to
say. Our show.
Our show.
Thank you for making me love my studio again.
You're welcome.
You did. Yeah.
I love how you
say
that.
I'm going to go finish that painting.
Yeah.
I'd like to.
Yeah, your studio. Meredith has a cool place to be.
Thank you.
Yeah, your art space.
Next week, I'll go home.
Yeah.
For real.
It sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it's really good.
You guys are painting
a
really pretty picture.
And you can do stuff so fast.
Man, but
good.
It's funny because I was like in your art space, I was prolific. Okay,
I worry too much.
It's your
about
turn.
Sometimes the like
prepping
substrates,
pieces.
Yeah.
Meredith,
too much.
Go into this.
You know what
do
mean,
you
though?
Want to talk
that,
about?
Like,
substrates.
Makes it hard.
Yeah,
for
it
me,
does.
To, like, get a bunch of stuff out.
Meredith, talk to us. What is this?
Oh, I mean, like, preparing, like, the wood or the canvas
the process.
Or the paper. Even paper. I always,
You always prep it.
Yeah.
Yeah, before I met you, I never prepped anything.
It takes hours. You know, that takes days to really
do
it right.
Can you please expound on this and let this be your thing
yeah,
that you give to
sure.
us tonight?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so whether it's wood or canvas or paper, it doesn't matter. When you should, like, seal it, basically, and then you should prime
gesso.
It. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. you should use... So now Golden says to use it's, like, medium.
Yeah.
Gel, like...
Just a gel.
Yeah.
Yeah, for preservation, really.
And then you put the gesso on top of that. And you should, like, do really two coats of each.
And then there's UV protectants that you can use.
And I don't even do... I don't do that stuff.
I just bought one.
I need to do a crappy thing that I don't care about, or I have tons of them. I should just take
and
one.
Just slap,
and
just slap
it
on there.
And to do the test on there. Yeah.
See what it does.
All right, queens. That's the intention-setting portion of Moon Day Night School. Let's do a, like, 15-second rose and thorn. My rose is this moment with these two
that's my rose.
Amazing women. Okay, that's
too.
All of our roses.
Yeah.
My thorn is the people who came and, like, startled us and made us feel unsafe.
And
else?
The audience?
Nope. Botox.
All two of you out there.
I don't like Botox.
All right. Moonday Night, it's your turn to do your rose and thorn real quick. Blah, blah, beep, blah, blah, blah. Good. And we are going to leave with more of... Do we want to hear more Cher? Do we want to hear Odessa?
Odessa.
Do you have good choices?
Always
Let's
Odessa.
Let's do Odessa. All right. Here we go.